Okay, today's daf nun vav. We're on nun hey amud beis. We're going to pick up in the middle of the daf like he asar abdimi. So the question was, why was it that they did not have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they did not have a special shofar for donations of kain chova. So first we said maybe it was because they didn't believe in ksiva, but then we brought that he did have ksiva. So he says ki asar abdimi, and writing it down wouldn't make a difference. Ki asar abdimi. We're concerned that maybe one of the people who put in money for their kain chova, maybe they'll die. Maybe they've died. And the problem is, if it's a chata shemesu ba'alea, then it has to be tossed away, and it's all mixed up together now. If it's all mixed up together, we have a problem because we have a tarobis of iser, right? Maybe it's, the Gemara says, what? No, it's not bottle because it's a barrier. It's a dover. It's like a little ant or something like that. It's a full piece. So the Gemara says, "Umichai shinon." If we choshesh that someone dies, is that we're choshesh for? But not. But the Mishnah in Gittin, which says, "Hashaloi chatos som dinas hayom." So someone sends in the korban chatos or money to buy a korban chatos from overseas, and you get it. You have no idea whether he's still living wherever he sent it from, right? So hashaloi chatos som dinas hayom. Makrivin also. We're still makriv the korban b'cheska shukayim. We assume, right? We take the assumption that he's still alive. What's the difference? Why are we going to assume that someone who put the money into the box, if a chauffeur dies, and that somebody who sent it is alive? So Gemara says, Ella Mishum Chatos Shemesu Balei Vaday. We're talking about a case where we know for sure the guy died. The case here that Yehuda is concerned about is not, we saw this before somewhere else. He says, we're not that maybe somebody died. We know that Joe, Steve, Harvey, and all these guys put the money into the cane today, and we know Joe died. Between the time that he put the money in and the time that the money was coming out to buy the, actually it's more likely to be women, and the time that they took it out, that person died. So now we have a problem. Now money for Chatos Shemesu Balea, and we have it mixed up in here, and we have a problem. Tosfos just points out, he says, we asked the question, Vatnan, Shalei Chatos, Vina Sayam, Makribin also Cheshu Kayam, that we assume that the person's alive. Tosfos says, Tamali. That's a question. Ha'amar Hassam, we say there, by that Gemara, the Parakola Get, Lo Shano El Shalohi Gila Gurus. That's only if the person hasn't reached a certain age. Gurus, I guess, is 70. If he hasn't reached 70, in the Gurus Shivan Shana, right? Aval Higila Gurus, but he reached the age stage of Gurus, lo, then we don't assume that he's alive. The Imkim, if that's the case, Nema, Mishum Dilmi, Ika, Zav, Zav, Mitzor, Matam, Mekadish, Mishmiras, Kol, Abidus, Azayin, Shegila Gurus. Maybe with one of the people, you know, because it's concerned some of the people who put the money into the pot here, I've reached that age, and for that we are choshish that maybe that they die. He says, "We're not going to be choshish kulehai to lo shchichahu." We're not so shchichah. What are the cases are? A zava, yoledes, that somebody that old is going to be putting in. So we're not going to be choshish for the fact that they are older and that they died. So that we're not going to be choshish for. Inami yishlom without the gamar hasam valigivik ruas lo. Or maybe you can say that over there the reason why. If someone reaches the age of gurus, then we are not going to assume that they're alive. We're going to choshesh that they might have died. That's hanimilu maybe get. That's if someone brings a get, because that's very chomer, right? Mishum chomer de eshes ish, because there's a possibility they died. You don't want to, right? There's a chomer of eshes ish. So we're not going to. I don't know why it's eshes if he's dead or divorced, but right? Chomer of eshes ish. If I was shalei chataso, but if someone says a chatos, ain chilik ben higiel lo higiel, then we're not concerned whether he reached gurus or not. Okay, so that's that answer. The Gemara says, okay, wait a second. So what's the big deal? What's the problem? Rabbi Yehuda, you said the reason why we don't make this box of the Kain Chova is because we're concerned that someone died and we have a Chato Shemesa. The Gemara says, V'nivror arba azuze, just take out four zuz. Rashi goes through and tries to explain why that number. Take out some money, the amount of money that would cost to buy one of these Kain Chova. V'nashte v'maya, toss it away, get rid of it. V'hanach nishteru, and everything that's left is good, meaning you'll assume that the money that you took out, I don't know why they'll put it in a bag with their name on it, I guess they don't, you'll assume that the money that they took out, it belonged to the person who died, and everything else is good. Right. The Ritva asks, where do you ever have that? You have someone's asur b'tarovas, and then you take a little piece out, and then the rest is good. We have tarovas.
No, I'll tell you, there is.
Yeah?
I mean, not in one tarovas, because you have, I'm just learning this, you have yavish, two right. Things, and the majority is heter, right?
Correct.
Four out of five. Seven.
Right, so
really, they're all mutter. But there is an opinion, take one.
Right, so the Rosh says, the Shulchan Aruch Pass, like, you take one out. But that's not the case here. The case here is we made the Tarobis Usser. So the Tarobis, that's the case of the Tarobis is mutter, and just doing a Chumrah to take one out. Just because here it's asur, and by removing something, it's mutter. You don't have that in that case by necessarily
Torah. Here we're talking about
it could be. But what? But
it's
tarovis. It could be. The Ritva has a whole arichas on it. It could be. Just raising the point. So the Gemara says, why don't you do that? Why don't you just take it out? He says, Rabbi Yehuda less lay brera. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to the concept of brera of retroactive determination. He's saying what I did now tells me what was earlier. He doesn't hold a brera. So every time we come to the case of brera, we have to figure out. So minole minola. How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a brera? From where? I'll say right here. But how do you know that Yehuda doesn't know a brera? So we bring another source. Ilema, maybe you'll say it's from the following source. Mehadit Tnan. There's a whole Tosos here. Is it the Tnan? Is it the Tanya? Because it's okay. Mehadit Tnan. Because it's not necessarily a Mishnah, maybe a Brisa. But if you look in the Mesor Shashas, it tells you all the places where this Gemara, this Mishnah appears. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 9 times in Shas, we quote this. He says, Mehadit Tnan, right? It's Mishnah or Brisa says, Halokeach Yayim Yibena Kusiyim. Someone is buying wine from the Kusi. Again, the Kusi is, it's Rashi says it's Kodem Shagazru Aleim. So they're Jew, Machlos, whether they're Jews or not, but it's before they made the Gzera that you can't drink their wine. So he buys the wine from the Kusi on Erev Shabbos in Chashecha as it's getting dark. He has to be Mafresh not Trumas or Maisros in order to enjoy it. Problem is, it's either he doesn't have enough time, or as Rashi says, later on, he doesn't have enough Kalim to pour everything into. So what does he do? He has to take, imagine going through Shabbos and not having wine. I shudder. So what is he supposed to do? So he says. So what do you do? Omer, you get up. The Omer, and you say. And let's assume he has 100, whatever measurements, 100 lugin. He has. He says shnei lugin shani yasi lahafrish, 2 lugin, which is what? Which is 20? Which is what? 20%. Shnei lugin shani yasi lahafrish harei and truma. 2 lugin that in the future I'm going to be mafrish. Those are going to be truma. Asara 10 lugin is my serishon. It's not. Tosfos points out it's lav dak asara. Because it's supposed to be 10%. Once you took out the 20, it should be 9.8. Okay, but it's easier just to say. So it says, Asara are Maaser Rishon.
Well, they say there's another reason why you actually do Asara, some say.
Yeah?
Because the Truma has no shear. You could even take 1 grain of Chitit for Truma.
Uh-huh.
They say, you know, it's an Eitza to do 1%. So 2%. So they do so, but there's no...
No, but this is the Meister. That's the Shnei Lugin.
But if you
took off 2 Lugin, then 10 is not Dafka. If you took off the 2. Tosa says that. He says, Asar Meister Rishon Tisha Meister Sheni, Lav Dafka. Because Yarei Kvar Natal Minakuf Shnei Lugin. You already took off from the 102 Lugin. The Eno Ola Yud Shleimim La Meister Rishon, the Tisha La Meister Sheni, Minan Osar. That's whatever's left over. Okay, so you do that. So you do 2 for the Meister Rishon, for the Truma. You say 10 for the Meister Sheni. That's what I have Maaser Rishon, and another Tisha, another 9 for the Maaser Sheni. Also, it's not the exact number for the Maaser Sheni. And then it says Umeichal. Rashi says Umeichal means when you do it with the Maaser Sheni, because the Maaser Sheni you can take care of. Because the Maaser Sheni, you can be Meichal, you can transfer the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto coins, onto your money. So Rashi says Umeichal Maaser Sheni Alamos, because why? Don't be, for whatever you don't need to be so Meichal Breira, you won't be so Meichal Breira. He says the Maaser Yish B'yada L'Sakein, Yisakein. Whatever you can do, you do. V'shosim in atarovis, right? The Gemara says, right to the Mishnah, finish the Amud. V'shosim in miyad divrei Rabbi Meir, and then you can drink right away divrei Rabbi Meir, which means that you're going to say, later on when I take off the trumos and meiser, that's going to retroactively be what I meant earlier on. So you see this idea of brera. Again, as Rashi says that what mechal means, v'shosim in atarovis. You shosif in atarovis. Ukishayehu lo kalim, and when you get kalim later on after Shabbos. Yafrish bam hatrumah u'maiser. You separate out the truma and the maiser. We did the entire Amud Aleph already, right? V'samchin on abrera, and we're somech on brera. V'lomer, and he'll say zehaya truma v'ushasachulin. This is the truma. We're going to be somech and say that whatever he took off at the end, that's the truma. And what he drank was the chulin, so he's good to go. So you do this concept. You do brera. You're somech on brera. Divrei Rav Meir.
So Rav Meir said that the 9 lugin that were for maiser sheni, you could be drinking that.
You can drink all of it.
Well, you have to. You can't.
You can leave over. Of course you can drink. According to Rashi, you were Meichal, and you're good to go. Of course.
So you have to leave over.
Yeah, so we're not choshish that the guy is going to mess up and not drink all of it.
If he drinks the whole thing,
eating's not a problem.
I'm not saying the whole thing.
Yeah, it says, Mr. Shefford, it says, umeichal v'shosim yad. That's what the Mishnah says. You drink it right away. There's no question. You drink it right away. That's what the Mishnah says. Give it to Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. Rav Yehuda, who's our person we're trying to figure out, the Rav Yossi, and Rav Shimon, they're osrin. They say, no, you can't be somich on this. Why not? So Gemara says, Alma must be, maybe this, because ain't Breira. Because they're not somich on Breira. They say they don't allow this retroactive determination. They don't allow it. So Gemara says, why are you saying this? And every time the Gemara brings this Bryce, they ask the same thing. Must be ain't Breira. And the Gemara says, why are you saying this ain't Breira? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon give you their reason in the Bryce. So the question always is, what's the Havamina? They're right, they give you the reason. They say, Mimai, Dilma Shani Hasim. Maybe that case is different. Kitikatani Taima. Because they give you the reason there. They state the reason. Amr Lul Rab Meir, they say to Rab Meir, this is Usr. They're concerned. Maybe the flask or the barrel is going to break. If the flask or the barrel breaks, this guy's got a problem. Because he just drank this stuff, assuming that he's going to take off Chumas and Maisos, and now everything is spilled out all over the floor, and he can't separate Chumas and Maisos. So he ate Tevel. So he drank it, actually. So Rav Meir says back to them, we'll worry about when it happens. In other words, he's not concerned about that. Right, it's not, he's not concerned about it, which is interesting, because I think Rav Meir is the only one who's choshesh lemiyot, or is that Rav Shimon? Rav Meir is choshesh lemiyot, but here he's not choshesh. Right, he's not choshesh here. He says, let's be gone if it happens. So first, just from the purpose of the Gemara, you see from here, we're trying to prove that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Breira. That's why he didn't allow us to take out money from the shofar to retroactively determine that the person who died, that was his or her chattas money. We say from here, he's trying to prove from here that he holds Ein Breira. We say, no, this is not a case of Breira. There's this big Tosos on the bottom over here. It's not going to go through it. The big Tosos does two things. Tosos on the first aspect tries to do is that here, Rav Meir seems to indicate pretty clearly that he holds a Breira. But elsewhere in Shas, Rav Meir is Suf Mesupuk about whether he say Breira or not. In other cases, he's Mesupuk about whether he say Breira or not. So what's the story with Rav Meir? Does he say Breira? Is he not sure about Breira? Does he not say Breira? So Tosfos gives a rule for Rav Meir. He says, second line, he says, Yesh l'chalek bein hacha. Here it's different. Shemasne umevare dvarav. Here where he actually explicates what's going to be. He explains it, what's going to be. If this happens, then if he says this should be in the future. As opposed to other cases where he doesn't say, this is going to be my sin, this is going to be Kulin. An action happens by itself. And then we have to determine whether that action has impact, retroactively. There Rav Meir is suffix. But here, when the person says, what's going to be, he gives the list, it's going to be A, it's going to be B, it's going to be C, there Rav Meir holds a Breira. Well, then what Tosos tries to figure out, that's what the more part of Tosos is, what's the difference between Breira and Tanai? Right? What's the difference between a Breira and a Tanai? And Tosos says, he gives a Gemara, he quotes it, and what Tosos does is he brings this rule, and then tries to plug this rule in through all these other things in Shas, and oftentimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. So I'm just going to read what Tosos says, and if you have questions on it, that's great. But the Peirush Rashi, he brings a Rashi, and he tries to ask on Rashi. At the end, the last line says, Peirush Rashi Iker. So, who Peirush Rashi Shamatam, the Chashiv Leibreira, he says, Mishum de Ein Zek Ishar Tanoim Shodam Masna Beget. Say, a person makes a Tanai by a Get. This is going to be your Get if A happens, right? If I give you $100, this will be a Get. It would be a Get. Whatever the rules are in order to make it good. Why should be yodol l'kaimo? The tanayim by the get, it's biyodol l'kaimo. He has the ability to. It's up to him. I don't know if that's actually true in all cases of tanay. He says, but should be yodol l'kaimo kishu masna aleihem or kishu nischayim tanay. So if the tanay is mischayim, then have a get them afraid. That's a get them afraid. This is going to be your get. If I, pick up three chairs and throw them across the room. Well, it's up to me whether I pick up three chairs and throw them across the room.
We also have a tnai. This is
okay, I said there are going to be questions on it, so you have to hold them. Right. He says, I don't know. The hasam lav mishum breira, lav mishum breira. There it's not breira, and therefore have a get. Aval hacha, here, my breira, he's saying, the in biyado. It's not biyado. Right? And if I die is not necessarily always a good tnai. You have to, other things have to go in, because it can't be taught, it can't be, whatever, other, to see the gemara pin. He says, at the time he's making the tanai, it's a suffix. Everything happens by itself. Ilav mishum breira lo habi get. If it wasn't because of breira, then if you don't have breira, there wouldn't be a get. Because maybe some of those cases are breira. Tanai says the difference between Tanai and breira is that Tanai is biyado and breira is not biyado. The Ramban there in Gittin argues and says that's not the reason. He has a whole larichus there also. He says that a Tanai is something that's binary. It's either this or that. That's a Tanai. I'm either going to give you the money or I'm not going to give you the money. He says breira, you have multiple possible outcomes. But you have multiple, you'll see that the multiple, here at least there's three things that you have to do. Breira is more expansive, there are multiple outcomes as opposed to Tanai, which is basically binary. Either this way or that way. So then what you do, when you learn Be'iyun, you take those reasons, those explanations of Rashi, Tosos, and Ramban, and you plug them through all the cases and see where they work and where they don't work. And then you understand why they have gifts for different reasons, because they don't all work, and it's not so smooth. Okay, so the bottom line is now, we're trying to prove, where does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of? How do we know Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira? It can't be from the case of where you bought the stuff from the Kusim. And I'm sorry, this other Tosos just goes through. What's the difference between buying from a Kusi, buying from an Amaretz, buying from a Goy, all these different permutations. But it's not from there, because there we said that the reason is because Shemi Baka Hanod. So how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira? It says, Ela Miditani Ayo. From the case of Ayo, which is the Kemara in Erevin, which also Kemara is bringing from all over the place, the Tana Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, going back to our case of Eiv Tchumim, just remember a quick thing. You have 2,000 amos on Shabbos to walk from the edge of the city. If you want to go beyond that, you have to put down two meals, however far away, and then you have 2,000 amos from that spot. Nothing the other way, except if you're in the city, because the whole city is the city of Dal Amos. But on the edge, at the outskirts of the city, on the other side, you'll have nothing. So he says, Elam mitani ayo, tani ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, Ein adam masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad. You can't make a tanai, he says the word tanai, on two things like once. We'll just read through the Rashi now. Rashi says, Ein adam masna shnei dvar, lahaniach shnei erevin. Basically, big, frying waxman's come to Shabbos to speak somewhere. You don't know whether he's coming from the east or the west. Either side is too far away from you. You want to make sure that you can get there to hear the shir. Right? So the person is lahaniach shnei erevin. He wants to put out two erevin. Echad mizrach, one on the east. The echad marav, and one on the west. Shema im yavo, here says shnei chachamim. Maybe two chachamim are going to come. Echel Mizrach with Echel Mayrav. One's going to come on the east, one's going to come on the west. Vilomar, and he'll say, mehen she'ertze elech, right, lemachar. He's going to say, whichever one I decide later, that's where I'm going to go. And retroactively, he's going to say that that's the Eir of Tchumen that he put down Erev Shabbos. Right, le'ezeh she'erelech lemachar, lefi she'knias Erev ben Hashmashos. You have to be koneh the place of the Erev ben Hashmashos. That's when they have to make the determination. Because Shazev Borer Lemachar Osho Shayirza, and when this person is Borer tomorrow, which one he wants, so he's saying retroactively at Ben Hashmashos, that's the one that I wanted. Right? But we say Lo Sam, the Gemara here says, he says, ain't, you can't do that. Lo Sam Chinun Abrera. We're not Somech Abrera Lomar Huvra to say that we determine now, Sha'ir Lutzachachach Lutzad Chacham Zekhana, Shvisa Emesh, Ela Al Chacham Echad, the Ainu Yodel Israel, you don't do that. Which was finished in the Mishnah. So in the right, so he said, "Tani Ayor Yuda Omer Ela Masal Shnei Dvarim Keechad." Ella, rather, in Bo Chacham LeMizrach Erov LeMizrach LeMarov Erov LeMarov. Avalakan Lakan Lo. So what he can do is he can say, if the Chacham comes in the east, it's okay. If one Chacham comes in the west, he can make that Tanai. But if he comes on this side or that side, it's no good. So he must figure out what's the difference. Gemara says, "Ravina Ba Maishna Lakan Lakan De Lo." The aim. Let's just finish in the Rashi. So the case is the Mishnah is basically inherently inconsistent. It says that you can't do one thing, but you can do something else. So as Rashi points out, is that you can't make this thing, put down two Eruvim, and say that tomorrow, if the two Chachamim, and tomorrow I'll decide which way I want to go. Then Rashi says, but Al Chacham Echad, if there's one Chacham coming, the Enio Deile Ezer Ruach Yavo, and he doesn't know which way he's going to come, Masna, then he can take two Eruvim, and make the Tanai, in Bal Mizrach, Eruvi Mizrach Yaknev, in Bal Lemayrav, Eruvi Lemayrav Yikna. V'ilu Lekan Lekan, but for this way and this way, for two Chachamim, that doesn't work. V'shnei Ein Breira. So Gemara says, well, what's the difference? Why, if you can't put down the two Eruvim and make a retroactive determination for two Chachamim, but if it's one Chacham, you can make the determination.
It's not dependent on a choice. He just doesn't know what
so he, but he's that it has to be determined at Ben Hashmashos, and he's only retroactively determining where it's going to come.
I understand that, but when there's two,
yeah,
he's not going to decide which he would like to go to until tomorrow. So that's another.
Well, with the Chacham also, he's not going to decide which side he's going to go to until tomorrow.
It's not a choice. He has to find out where he is. But But he doesn't, once he finds out.
But what's the difference? His Eruv is still being determined retroactively.
I understand, but
so that's the problem. So what's the difference?
What?
So what? Why does that make a difference? Why does it matter? He's retroactively determining the Mafreya, which Eruv is Chal. Why does it matter? So the Gemara gives a reason. Maybe it's similar to what you say. So the Gemara gives a Lumkimta. But just read it again. Elam Yatani Ayo, Tatani Ayo, Yehuda Omer, Eina Damask Nashay Zvarm Ke'echad, Elim Bachacham Mizrach, Eruv Lemizrach, Lemarav Eruv Lemarav, Avalakan Lakan Lo, Vavinava, Maishna Lakan Lakan Delo, why? The Ein Breira, Lemizrach Lemarav Nami Ein Breira. So Amrav Yochran Kishib Kvar Bachacham. Now the case of the one Chacham is where he's already there, Ben Ashmashos. It's a different case. He's already there, Ben Ashmashos. The guy just doesn't know. So he put down two Eruvim. And he's not saying Limafreya. He said that wherever the Chacham is, that's going to be my Eruv. The Chacham's already there on Erev Shabbos, Ben Ashmashos. He's already koveya that Eruv at Ben Ashmashos. Just didn't know which one was established at that time. But he's not making a retroactive determination. But you see the case of Lakan and Lakan, where he has to wait for tomorrow to make a determination, that's Breira, and Rabbi Huda says no good. So that's the source that Rabbi Huda says that it's no good. That you know, doesn't hold the Breira. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says you can't just take out the four dinar from the cane from the shofar and throw it out and say that belonged to the person who died. You can't do that because it doesn't hold the Breira. Therefore, he says we don't have King Chova. He says we don't put in Korban Chata's money into the shofar. The Gemara says fine. Okay, what ended up happening now, this whole thing started was because Rabbi Yehuda said there's only one stand for the blood. Dam Sawyer and Dam Par that Dam Par Dam Sawyer that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we said, why don't you have two? So we thought it was because initially he doesn't hold a ksiva. So he's concerned that you're going to mix it up. And since he doesn't hold a ksiva, then you might put it down on the right one, and you get them confused. But we just proved that the whole reason the case over there by the Cain is not because of ksiva, it's because of Breira. So he's good with the ksiva. So why don't you have two things by Yom Kippur? And write one Dam Par, and write the other one Dam Sawyer. And this is why the Kohen won't get messed. The Kohen Gadol won't mix it up. Like Vahasha Damrina Rabbi Yehuda Ein Breira HaKsiva Islay. He does say the Ksiva is, you know, you can mark it off. You can mark it. Right? Islay. Yom Kippur Narmi. Navotrei. One second. Yom Kippur Narmi Navotrei. Do put down two poles. V'nichto V'layu. And write on it. Took down two. And his whole reasoning was that I'm concerned that he's not going to be confused. When he puts them both down, he's not going to know which one is which. So you have one in your hand, you know what it is. One in the other hand, you don't put, never, at no point are two put down on the poles. Of two down, so you won't be confused. What's the big deal? Write on it which one belongs to which, and he's good to go. You hold the ksiva.
Doesn't he put down after he sprinkled?
He has one. He has one, and then he's holding it. Okay. Then he has to get the other one. So now he's holding two, and he puts down one and uses the other one. According to Rabbi Yehuda.
First go with the par.
Okay.
He does the sprinkling.
Okay.
Then he comes out and he puts the thing down.
Correct.
And then he gets the seal.
Okay, so at no point in time is when he like the second does it the second time, and he comes out, he puts it down.
The second time.
He has to sprinkle the second blood.
No, second blood with the seal that you went to get now. He's coming with two bloods.
I understand, but now when he has the sawyer, he comes out with the sawyer blood. So when he's holding it now, what does he do?
Down.
So now two are put down.
Oh,
you're saying, now what's the difference? Maybe our order is wrong. Maybe our order is wrong. Because it has to be a reason why he has the two. Where's the Mishnah?
Well, nothing comes between the sprinkling of the bull's blood and the seer's blood.
Well, you have to go get the steer's
blood.
Well,
other than getting.
Okay, Mishanichmas, okay, he says, Yotza, you come out, V'nicho al kain, Stosha v'heichal, put in the cane. Vevilo is a sawyer, and you bring the sawyer, right? The shato vikibo mizrak is dumbo. Nichlas the makom shenichlas, amam makom shamod. We menu achav the mal v'shev lamata. The kain ayon. Right, because he's been resprinkling them again now. He has to resprinkle them on the parochas now, on the outside in the kodesh.
Right.
He says he sprinkles twice. Once in the kodesh kodashim.
Okay.
Now he's sprinkling them again.
Right.
Okay. Right. So the Gemara is asking. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda have the ksiba when he puts them down? And you know which one is which. So the Gemara says, mishum. Wait, I just lost the place. Mishum chulsha the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is busy and he's fasting and he's weak and he's doing all these things, so he's not paying attention. He's not going to pay attention to Ksiva, right? He says mishum chulsha the Kohen Gadol lava daite. He's not going to pay attention. And he says he proves why that, because the ilo tema achi. If we don't say this idea of chulsha the Kohen Gadol, the lo ksiva nami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even without Ksiva, there should be no confusion between the two types of blood, a cow. And a sawyer are very two different animals. Par is much bigger. has a lot more blood. And so you know the thing that holds more blood is the par. The thing that has less blood is going to be the soyer. Right? Right? He says, looks, not nami, hanafish, this has a lot. Vazutar, this is very little or less. Aye, the chitim maybe say, who says, maybe lo mikabali kule. Maybe he didn't gather all the blood into the cup. The Gemara says, that can't be. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Hashochet sarach shikabal es kol damo, shel par. When you shef the par, you have to get all the blood that comes. You can't just, you have to have all of it. I don't know at what point it's no longer dam, it becomes dam tamsis, but up to that point, all of it has to be mekubal into the kli. So you clearly have more blood of the par. So you know, even without ksiva, you'll know. So why does he only need one stand? You already know, you can tell by itself that it's different. So he says, so it must be because of chulsha. Must be because of chulsha. The Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, "Oh, the chitema dilma mishtapich minei. Maybe you'll spill it. Maybe, and if you spill it, it's, and maybe spilled some of it out. He's makabel all of it. Who says he has to bring it all in? Maybe spill some of it out." He goes, "No. Even so, the blood looks different." He says, "Hachiur v'hasumak." It says white and red. It doesn't mean white. One's lighter and one's redder. If you remember on Daf Mem Vav, when we were talking about different colors of the gold. So we mentioned the red gold was called Zohav Parim or something like that. Like it's a much more richer red, I guess. So you can tell the difference. Elam Yishum, the Chulsha the Kohen Gadol Avodate. He must be, he can't tell the difference because he's weak, he's busy, he's not paying attention. Hachanami, so to hear, with which one is which. Mishum Chulsha the Kohen Gadol Avodate. He's not going to pay attention to Kasiva. He's not going to pay attention to Kasiva. We've got to figure out a way that he doesn't mix it up. The way he's not going to mix it up is he never puts both of them down at the same time. He's always holding one and the other. This is not going to be messed up by Chulsha the Kohen Gadol, but that's what Gemara says.
It's a weak argument. Because they should have taught him also the same week when they showed him the par.
They do well, teach it.
No, they should go here.
They do teach it, but at this point in time of the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he was up all night. At this point in time of the day, he did a lot of avoda, and now he's weak. So now he doesn't remember.
Okay. 10,000 hours and get muscle memory.
Right. Muscle memory is great for the actual physical thing, but you have to make a determination of which one is which. Maybe
pressure,
you messed up.
You know?
Right, the Chachamim don't hold that. The Chachamim say you put down two. They don't hold this. Hodin Nachis Kamei de Rava. So you had this person who went down before Rava. Going down before Rava means the Shliach Tziv went to Davin. Halacha really is that the Amud is supposed to be down, supposed to be a step down. I think in the Shul in Baltimore, it's like two or three steps to go down to the Amud. So Hodin Nachis Kamei de Rava. Amar, he says, so he's saying the piyut. It's Amitz Koach, Ganato, whatever he's saying. He's saying the piyut, even in times of Rava. They would say the piyutim of the avoda, but here remember no one else had a masha there, so he's the only one saying it. So what does he say? He says yotza v'inichu al kain sheni. He comes out and he puts it on the second stand shebehechal, and then it says noto dam hapar v'heiniach dam hasarir. He put down he takes the dam hapar and puts down the dam hasarir. So what's going on? Rugmar says there's a question. Amalei chad karabon chad Yehuda. He's inconsistent in the statement. One goes like the Rabbanan, who says there are two stands, and one goes like Rabbi Yehuda, says there are one stand. How's that? Rashi says, Chad the Rabbanan, the Amar Kein Hasheni. He says you put it on the second stand. The Chad the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Notol Tchila B'Akachiniach. Because there, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to first take off the one that's on the stand, and then put down the one that's in your hand. That's what according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Chachamim, you don't have to do that. There's two stands. You can pick up the other one first also. There's no order, because there's always place for the other. So what's going on? This Shliach Tzibur is sort of, he's saying two contradictory things. So Gemara says, no, Ema, change what he said. Ema, heiniach dam ha-soyer, he put down the dam ha-soyer, v'natal dam ha-par. He put down the dam ha-soyer on one, and then he picked up the dam ha-par from the other. It's holding straight like the Rabbanan. Okay, let's go a little further. V'hizeh mimenu ala parochas k'neged aron v'chutz. So now, when he's outside, he's now sprinkling, he already sprinkled inside by the aron. Now he's sprinkling in the Kodesh, he's sprinkling towards the parochas from the outside. There's going to be a whole machlokas. How far away is he when he sprinkles it? Because see, tomorrow we'll talk about where they saw the parochas in Rome and it was filled in blood, but we just said that it's not supposed to be filled with blood, it's supposed to not throw it directly, it's supposed to throw it towards it, but on the floor. Okay, so he says, he's a mimenu al parochas negat arm yuchutz. Tanu Rabbanan. Pasuk says, v'chein yase le'olamoed. You do the same thing le'olamoed. Matamud lomar. What is that teaching us? The same way that you sprinkled inside, that's how you sprinkle when you're in the Heichal, when you're in the Kodesh. When you went to Lefnin, you did Echad Amal and Shavu Lamata, one with your hand facing up, seven with your hand facing down, right? Midama Par, for the Dama Par, Kach Mazah Beheichal. That's how you do it in the Heichal also. Just like you did it one up, seven down with the Sawyer, so what do you do in the Heichal? You do the same way, seven, one up, seven down, that you did in the Aron, you do one up and seven down, you do outside, both with the Par and with the Sawyer.
The difference is there's the same guideline where he stands, right?
What he...
Where he stands.
It doesn't really say it.
Because in the Kodesh Kodesh, there's only one choice. It's said right behind the Aron Kodesh. So it's a fixed place.
Correct.
Here, it's, it doesn't say.
Correct.
It's anywhere.
Correct. That's why you have machlokas. No. Okay. So then he quotes, he says, Kach Maze B'Ochel, and it says, the continuation of that Pasuk, the Pasuk that says, Kach Yaseh L'Ochel, it says, Echein Yaseh L'Ochel Mo'el, HaShochein Itam B'Sokhtu Masam, who dwells amongst them even when they're Tamei. So what's the continuation of that Pasuk? HaShochein Itam B'Tokhtu Masam, Afilu B'Shosh Hein Tmeim, Shechina Yimayim. Even at the time when Bnei Yisrael are Tamei, Kosh Baruch Hu is still with them. It's actually very important because the Par and Sayer, what are they coming to atone for? They're coming to atone for Tumah. This is not what's does atone for Klal Yisrael. That's the Sar Mishtaleach. This is atoning just for the Tumah, that the Kohanim, the Levi, the Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol, they entered the Mikdash for Tumah. So it's all talking about, makes sense, it's talking about Tumah. So he says, even when we're Tamei, Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us. It's a nice thought. So the Gemara says, Amar Luchu Hatzduki L'Rav Chanina. But the Tzduki says to Rav Chanina, Hashda Bari Tamei Nasu. You guys are definitely Tamei now. Right, the ksiv, because the pasuk says Chumasa bishulah. It's quoting them. It's the first parak in Eicha that you're sitting in your tumah. So says back to him. So Rav Chanina says back to him. So what? Amalei tochazim aksivuhu. Go see what it says in the Torah. It says Hashochen itam betok tumasam. Afilu is manchim tameim. Even when we are tamei, even when we are just impure, Shechina shuri b'neim. Shechina is still with us. God still loves us, and don't despair. Okay, we'll pick up here tomorrow. The Gemara's going to continue with the Limudim. We'll pick up tomorrow. Have a great day.